So yeah, the first game was a 3-1 loss to White, and that was the first game's always the hardest. It's a huge adjustment coming off of a little basketball court in which we play on to two-thirds the size of a soccer field. So we lost, but we fought. And then we just started turning it on. The next game was a 4-3 win against Purple. People played good, and that was also actually kind of a lucky. We could have got a tie there. Rick Dormer had a goal with very little time left to give us that winning goal. Yeah, win against Green 5-3, win against Yellow 4-2, win against Red 4-1, and then the big championship game, which was a storybook ending. It was very exciting. Gosh, it was just we couldn't do anything the first half. 0-2. I think we were kind of deflated. And it was the team we lost to in the very beginning, and they deserved to be in the championship. They played awesome. So at halftime, 0-2, kind of had our heads down, kind of wondering what we're doing out there. We kind of huddled up, and I went over. I'm like, "Hey, yeah, guys, let's just have some fun." And I remember Shane just saying, "No, no, let's win this game." And I was like, "Yep, that's why he's MVP." Yeah, second half, Shane got the ball, I think maybe 5, 6 minutes into the second half, and scored our first goal. And that really lit that fire, and we just turned it on. And then, with very little time remaining in the game, Kyle Hebert had a nice shot in the corner to tie it up. And then we just held on, which was amazing, to put it into extra time. And then with, I think, a minute, maybe a minute and a half left in the extra time, Axel scored for the winning goal. So,
tournament winning goal. So, Axel's a lot younger than the rest of the participants. Did you hear anything from Juno this time around with him being the top scorer?
no, and I was kind of surprised that they voted him in as best scorer, top scorer, just because he is 18 years old and it's 30 and older for men. But Juno is very welcoming, whatever they can do to get us there. And so they definitely let that slide, that Axel's so young. But it kind of works out because Juno, they have so much more time and experience on that field that you watch Petersburg and we're running all over the field, and they play positional, like they know where to be and when to be there. So it, I mean, I think it all worked out. I think it was pretty fair, honestly. Yeah, and a couple little stories on the side. Gosh, I forgot which game it was. I think it was the game against Red or maybe Yellow midway through. And I think this is a good example of how the team played and just kind of the character we had. But Alice comes over to me on the sideline when we're out there, and she's like, "I can barely breathe," because her throat was like closing up. She's getting a cold or something. But that's all she said. She didn't complain. She just kept playing. She's like, "I can barely breathe. I'm like retching out there," but she just keeps fighting. I thought that was a good example of the spirit of the team. Tomas Kumps, if there was a save of the tournament, he was the goalie. He would have got it because he was falling backwards, hit the ball as he stumbled. It was like slow motion. He's stumbling backwards. The ball isn't cleared the goal. It's going to be a goal. I think it was the championship game. And just with that last little punch, he punched it out to save us. So that was amazing. Caitlin Duras, she was on defense. She was just constantly throwing herself around the whole tournament, just bruising the other team up. She played great for us. The list goes on and on. Sue and Suzanne, they were defenders for us from Juno. They played great. Just everybody. I was just so proud to, have the honor of playing with everybody. They did great. It was awesome.